Everyone wants to make money in the stock market. Everyone wants to learn how to trade, but most people don't stop and slow down and really think about, what am I optimizing for? How much money can I lose? What growth can I realistically expect? What's my risk tolerance? And so they're left doing risky, crazy things that necessarily won't get them where they're supposed to go because they never stopped and asked themselves these important questions. That's what we're going to dive into in this episode right now.
Do you feel like you were meant to live a life of financial abundance? Like you know your money is supposed to work harder for you than you work for it? Maybe you heard about the stock market and the new millionaires being created and wonder, why not me? Maybe you want to invest in the stock market, but you don't know where to start. Maybe you have a 401k or an IRA, but you want to enjoy your money now, not just in retirement. Maybe you've already had some success in the stock market, but you want to take it to the next level. Working for somebody else and watching free YouTube videos will only get you so far. To truly be financially free, it takes a strategic game plan, an investor's mindset, and a willingness to take calculated risks. When you're ready to get out of the rat race and onto the fast track, join us here, where we break down how to manage money, how to navigate the stock and options market, and how to approach investing with the right mindset. I'm Jason Brown, stock market coach and options trader, and this is the Money Markets and Mindset Podcast.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to the Money Markets and Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, stock market coach and option trader, Jason Brown. And in this episode, we're going to dive deeper into asking some questions that we walked through with our members inside Power Traders University that I thought would be powerful for you too, which is asking the question of what are you optimizing for? Like, what are you trading or investing for? And what are you trying to optimize for? Now, in the last episode, if you haven't heard that, please take a listen to it where we talked about the seasons of the stock market, which really this is a continuation of that because you have to understand the seasons of the stock market. Is it winter? Is it spring? Is it summer? Is it fall? And what that means for the type of trading you should be doing and investing you should be doing and the type of returns that you should expect to get in the different seasons. But when we talk about what are you optimizing for, when we walk through this exercise with our members, I want you to think about it in three different columns, okay? And so column number one, I want you to think about what can you lose? Then we go to category number two is what type of growth can you expect? And then category number three is what is your risk tolerance? And when you have an answer to those three, then we can understand what you're trying to optimize for, which will then lead you to the types of strategies that you need to know and what type of trades and investments that you should be looking for. So category number one, what can you lose? Most people fall under the category of, I can't afford to lose any money. I can't afford to lose anything. Well, first I want to stop right there and say, if you can't afford to lose anything, then maybe you shouldn't be investing because there are no guarantees in the stock market. There are no guarantees that your investment won't go to zero because companies could go out of business. Now, there's things you can do to make sure that your investment doesn't go to zero. You can diversify. You can buy something that mirrors the S&P 500 in which all 500 stocks wouldn't go out of business. So there are extremes. When I say like you can't lose any money, you shouldn't be investing. There are safer things that you can do, but as a general term, most people say like I can't afford to lose any money. So you might want to consider not investing at all, or we're going to talk about what you should be doing if you can't afford to lose any money. But just remember that there's no guarantee that you won't lose any money at all. So if you can't afford to lose any money is the first question. What can you afford to lose? I can't afford to lose any money. The second thing that you want to think about is then what type of growth are you looking for or what type of growth should you expect? Now, I'm going to tell you, you should expect very slow or small growth from your account if you can't afford to lose any money. What most people do is they say, I can't afford to lose any money and I want to flip my account. Like I want to double my account, triple my account, something like that. So can't afford to lose any money and doubling and flipping your account usually don't go together, but can't afford to lose any money and slow growth usually go together. All right. So if you can't afford to lose any money, you're going to expect slow growth. Then your risk tolerance, which is category number three, your risk tolerance is low. You have a very low tolerance for risk. And so when you start to look at investing or putting capital to work, you are optimizing for safety. You're optimizing for not losing. You're not optimizing for winning. You're actually optimizing for not losing because your primary focus is like, I can't lose any money. So you're optimizing not to lose. All right. Now, safety is built in there, but you're not even really optimizing for safety. We're going to talk about that in category number two. But you're just optimizing, you know, to not lose. You're optimizing not to win. You're just like, I don't want to lose. And so your actions are going to be predicated by that. And so what type of trades or investments should you be looking for if you can't lose any money? You're expecting low growth, slow to low growth, which means you are a low risk person and you're not necessarily optimizing to win. You're optimizing to not lose. The type of investments for people like that, you should be looking at just buying stock. You should be looking at buying mutual funds. You should be looking at buying ETF, exchange traded funds. If you don't know what those are, we've done videos on the channel about exchange traded funds. But you should be looking at mutual funds. You should be looking at ETFs, exchange traded funds. You should be looking at just investing in your 401k if that's something that your company offers. These are all strategies that are designed to like I can't lose anything. You think about your 401k, maybe there's a 3% match, or you put some money in and your company gives you sort of like free money towards your retirement. That's optimizing not to lose. It's like I'm doing something. I don't have to think about what's really in it per se. I know I get a little company match, and hopefully if I wait for 40 years, I'll look up, it should be worth more than what I put into it. That's optimizing for not losing. Okay. Now in the trading world, what does that look like? It looks like buying ETFs, exchange traded funds, where you're, instead of maybe trying to pick a specific stock, you're going for a basket of stocks. You're going for a sector. So that way you're not stuck with just one or two stocks. The second thing that might look like is you're buying stock, even if you are going for just individual stock, you're buying stock maybe instead of trading options. So you may be buying stock, and the reason maybe you're buying stock of good companies, let me throw that in there. This isn't the time to go for speculative companies, the next best electric vehicle company, because that doesn't fall under low risk. Okay. It's risky to pick a company that's not in the S&P 500, that's not in a proven industry, that's not been around for 10, 20, 50 years, or whatever the case may be. That's risky to think that you can just come in and pick the next explosive high growth company. All right. That doesn't fall under can lose money, slow growth, low risk, optimizing not to lose. Because how many times have we seen a high flying, high growth company come back down or go out of business? We've seen plenty of those stocks during the electric vehicle boom. We've seen plenty of those stocks during the marijuana boom, where everybody was excited about marijuana. All these stocks shot up. It's going to be the next best thing in cannabis. And then they see, you know, all those companies tank. They went out of business or they got acquired by other companies. All right. And so you're going to be looking for safe companies, ideally in the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but then you're going to be buying stock, okay? And then you're buying stock because, number one, stocks don't expire. You don't have to worry about an expiration date. You don't have to worry about if it's in the money, out of the money, at the money, like you do with buying an option. And you don't have to worry about it expiring worthless because you, my friend, can't afford to lose any money. So you're optimizing the not lose. Well, do something that'll put you in a position where you won't lose. Buy the stock of a good company and just wait and hope it goes up. Now, if you're part of Power Traders University, we're not just sitting around buying stock and hoping it goes up. There's additional strategies that you can do, like sell a covered call against your stock if you own 100 shares. There's also strategies where you can buy stock at a discount or get paid for trying. So there's other things that you can do. But first and foremost, you as a trader and an investor need to know, what can you afford to lose? What type of growth can you expect based on that decision? and what's your risk tolerance. And once you know those answers, you can figure out what you're optimizing for. And in this case, you can't lose any money. You should expect then slow growth, which means you're going after a low risk trading or an investment strategy, which also in turn means you're optimizing not to lose, not necessarily to win. Now, the second category that we're going to walk through this process in is the person who can possibly lose some money. So the second person says, well, what can I afford to lose? Like, I could possibly lose some money. Like, I'm not just, you know, I got $5,000 that, you know, if I lost it, it wouldn't put us out on the streets. I got $10,000 in my investment account that I can, you know, try my hand at this thing and try to make something happen. All right. So that second person says, what can you lose? They say, I could possibly lose some money. Okay. And then what type of growth can you expect from willing to possibly lose some money? You can expect maybe medium growth, or you're looking for consistent growth, meaning you're not playing so safe that your whole goal is just not to lose, but you're also not out here just swinging for the fences and trying to hit home runs every single time. You're not trying to double or flip your account. You're like, if I could take this $10,000 and make $1,000 a month, that would be consistent income for me. That would be money I wouldn't have to work a second job for, or something like that. That's consistent growth. Then you're probably going to be looking at something like medium risk strategies, right? So your risk tolerance is going to be medium, not super low, not just like I can't lose anything, I don't want to try anything, but what can I do and try? And then what can I do to protect myself so that I can get that consistent growth? And so some strategies that you might be doing here is you may be buying options, but maybe you're buying deep in the money options so that you can control higher price, higher quality stocks at a fraction of the cost that you would if you had to buy the actual stock. So you're using options to control better companies. Maybe you're sending those options out 6 months, maybe even 12 months. So you have a similar benefit as if you bought the stock, except for the stock, you could hold it forever, but maybe you don't want to hold it forever, but you know that, man, if I'm buying a good company for 6 to 12, or at least I'm controlling a good company for 6 to 12 months down the line by using the option, I believe in 6 to 12 months, this option and the stock should be higher than the price that I bought it at right now, which will give me a little bit better of a return versus if I bought the stock, because I might not have enough money to buy as many shares as I want. But by controlling the stock, by buying the option that's deep in the money, and by buying an option that is 6 months to 12 months out, I'm modeling the similarities of buying the stock, but I can get a potentially better return. Now, the other things that you can do when you are in this category of possibly could lose some money, you have want medium or consistent growth, and then you're able to take on a little bit of medium risk, we can start introducing strategies like spreads. We can start introducing strategies like covered calls, where maybe you do want to own a stock and sell a call against it. We can start introducing strategies where you can put out an option strategy where you get paid money up front, and you may not even have to buy the stock. You might just get to keep that money without ever having to buy the stock. Or if you have to buy the stock, you 100% will get it at a discount. Those are all different strategies that you can deploy under the I can possibly lose some money strategy. All right. And then when you start to look at spreads, like what is a spread? And this session isn't about options, but a spread is an opportunity for you to use one option to control a higher price stock or a higher quality stock, but then you can reduce your risk by selling another option at your break even or above and bring in some money to reduce your risk. The whole point of this is not necessarily to go down the specific strategies that you can use, not at this moment. The whole point of this is that most people don't know what they're optimizing for. And so before we get to number three, what happens is you come in and you just buy an option, but you have no idea why. Were you, can you afford to lose money? What type of growth were you trying to get out of that? What was your risk tolerance? Most people just don't know. And so they just come in and buy anything, or they'll buy an option that expires in a week. And they can't afford to lose any money. It's like, well, we're about to find out in 5 days if you're going to lose some money or not. And if this stock doesn't go the way that you thought in 5 days, it's over. You lost all your money. It's like, well, I couldn't afford to lose that. Then why would you buy an option that expires in 5 days? Well, I was trying to flip my account. Well, if you're trying to flip your account, which we're going to talk about in number three, then you would know that that is the highest risk tolerance to be in. So you can't be in the highest risk tolerance yet saying that you can't afford to lose money. So this whole thing is about identifying who are you. If I can't lose any money, then what type of growth should you expect? Slow growth. What type of risk should you take? Low risk type trades. Okay, then what are you optimizing for? I'm just optimizing not to lose, not necessarily to win. Okay, then what strategies align with that? Just buy some stock, buy some ETF, invest in your 401k. Go to the next one. I could possibly lose some money. I'm looking for maybe medium to consistent growth. So I'm a medium risk type investor or trader. Okay, let's talk to you about doing spreads, doing covered calls. Let's talk to you about doing our discount strategy, our rental income strategy. There are different strategies that would apply to you that will help you to A, most likely not lose money, but it's still possible. B, not hit a home run, but generate some consistent income. Now let's talk about number three. This person, what can you afford to lose? They say, I can afford to lose some money. I make $100,000, $150,000 on my job, but I live off $75,000. So I basically have $75,000 of disposable income every year. If I lost all $75,000, next year it would get replaced with another $75,000 because I make $150,000, but I live off $75,000. My wife or spouse or partner makes $75,000 as well, and we don't really count her money. All right, so this is the person who's like, I have some money to blow. I have some money to take a calculated risk. It could also be a college student. I don't want to just paint the picture that this person is only some working professional that makes $150,000. It could be a college student who's like, dude, I make $30,000 a year. I live at home with grandma. I got a scholarship to school, but I work part time and make 30 grand. My dad gave me a car. My mom pays for the insurance. Literally, I'm on my, you know, grandma put me on the family plan for the cell phone. I don't even have a cell phone bill. So that person can afford to blow their whole $30,000 because they have a place to live, school is taken care of, dad gave them a car, mom pays the insurance, grandma has the grandkid on the cell phone plan. I mean, literally, they don't really have to worry about shelter, food, transportation, anything. And that little job that they have on the side at Best Buy or Target or whatever it is, making $30,000 a year, $20,000 after taxes is taken out or something like that, they could blow the whole $20,000. They're like, I have $2,000 every single month that I can just see what happens in the stock market. So I don't want you to believe that the only person that can afford to lose money is someone who has this high paying job. It's really about how is your lifestyle designed and built, and then how much free cash flow that you have that you can use to experiment with the stock market or go after the higher risk, but higher return type investments or trades without worrying about your livelihood and without feeling like you're going to get evicted from your house or lose your car, worrying about how you're going to feed your kids or your family. All right. So those are just two examples. Okay. Once again, of people who can afford to lose 100% of their money. Let me just throw a third one out there. It could be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad, right? It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It could be a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad. Maybe your husband or your wife or your just spouse is the breadwinner, yet you still work a job, but they're just like, all your money we just use is our play money. Then great. We're like, let's go after, I can afford to lose some money. I can afford to lose all my money, right? So you fall under what can you lose? I can afford to lose all my money. Let's go after. So what type of growth are you looking for? Like, I'm looking for 100% returns. I'm looking for 50% returns in the stock market. Okay. Well, with those type of returns, usually come higher risk trades, higher risk investments. Okay. All right. And so you're optimizing for growth. All right. Person number one was optimizing not to lose. Person number two, who could possibly lose some money, was optimizing for consistency, consistent growth. Right. Person number three is like, I can afford to lose all my money. I'm looking for 100% returns. Okay. I'm willing to take high risk trades. That's my risk tolerance. That person can optimize for growth, like hyper growth, right? Not just regular growth. That person can optimize for hyper growth. So what trades might that person take? That person might go in and take a weekly option that expires Friday and just catch the momentum because some news came out from the Russia-Ukraine war, or because some news came out on inflation. They just jumped in and tried to double their money real quick. Or as of recently, Netflix announced earnings and they're down $100 today. That person's like, I'm going to jump in and see if it's going to fall another $20, which it did. It fell. It was down 100. That was down like 120 or something like that. And so that person might be able to say, it's high risk. I'm going to jump in, see if it can keep falling. Let me continue going. But that's okay for that person to do that because they knew that they can afford to lose all their money. They knew they were trying to go for 100% returns and that knew that they could take a high risk trade and still be okay with it and live the trade another day. What's not okay is for the person who can't afford to lose any money to wake up and say, I heard this stock is down. Should I try to jump in real quick? And it's like that doesn't fall in line with the expectations of the type of growth you should expect for a person who can't lose money. And that's definitely not optimizing for safety and optimizing not to lose, because that's a strategy for someone who's optimizing for high risk, but looking for high growth, high returns. Okay. Now in each category, there are strategies and different things you can do to limit the risk. Even the person who says I can afford to lose everything, there are still strategies that we can help that person with and say, okay, even though you can afford to lose everything, let's go after the high growth in a smart way. Right. Let's put together an option strategy that if you're wrong, you can either break even or lose less than you would have lost just going after this by yourself and just saying, I want high growth. Now, there are three other things that you can optimize for. I just want to touch on those really quickly. And that is, you don't always have to optimize for money, optimize for a specific dollar amount. So, for example, you could optimize for learning. And what does that look like? If you came to me and said, what can you afford to lose? You said, well, I don't really know the answer to that yet. I'm just trying to learn this industry. What type of growth are you looking for? You're like, I don't know what's possible yet because I've never tried this before. I just hear about it. Well, what's your risk tolerance? Are you low risk, consistent growth, or high risk? And you're like, I'm not sure. Well, you can optimize for learning. And so how do you optimize for learning? Well, you don't even have to have any money to optimize for learning. You could optimize for learning by opening a practice account and say, I'm going to learn this industry, and then I'm going to place a practice trade or a fake trade or a virtual trade, right? It's a simulated environment with fake money. And you can place a trade and say, I just want to see what happens. And maybe after doing this for 6 months, I just want to take a look back and say, how much money would I have made and how much money would I have lost? So now I can come to the table and say, now I'm willing to put $10,000 up to this, because I see, had I done this for real money, I would have had a 300% return. So I would have came with $10,000. And at the end of 6 months, it was possible for me to make $30,000 or 300% return. And so you can optimize for learning. It doesn't always have to be optimizing for winning, losing, consistent growth, high risk, low risk. You can just optimize for learning the game and then determining how much you want to put in. Now, if you don't know what a virtual trading account is or a practice account, we've done several videos on how you can open your first account and then how you can switch over and use the practice mode of that trading account, and you can see some of those videos right around here on the channel, or if you're listening to the podcast in the show notes section, or if you're on our website, should be somewhere down below if you're reading the blog post. All right. The third thing that you can optimize for, or the second thing I should say that you can optimize for, that's not money. Well, it's kind of money, but you can optimize for taxes. Right. And so if you're optimizing for taxes, maybe the goal is to figure out what is the best retirement account, what is the best tax deductible account for you, for your kids, what is the best strategy for holding longer than 12 months so that you get long term capital gains versus short term capital gains. That is a whole different strategy to optimize for. You're not necessarily optimizing for not losing money or growth or consistent growth. You're like, how do I play this game so that I have the least tax effect? Do I minimize my tax effect? And depending on your bank account size, or if you got an inheritance or something like that, that might be what you're optimizing for. You're just like, look, I want to make more money than I would leaving it in the bank, but I also don't want to pay the highest amount of tax. Maybe you still have a good high paying job. And so you just want to optimize for, you know, medium or consistent growth, but with the least amount of a tax hit to your bottom line. So optimizing for tax is something that you can optimize for. Optimizing for retirement is something that you could optimize for as well. Maybe you don't need the money right now, but you're trying to figure out what are the best strategies, what are the things you need to learn right now about the stock market, about investing, about the different types of accounts, so that in retirement, you can be able to just pull out $5,000 a month, and that should be able to take care of you and your spouse, or just you, whatever the case may be with your living situation, and give you the quality of life, help you pay for your nursing home without being a burden to your kids, or pay for that retirement community, and put you in an area where you can have activities, have your food made for you, have a swimming pool, all the things that they have at some of the more pricier, expensive, retirement homes. I don't know that industry because I'm not looking at retirement homes, but I hope you understand what I'm saying is that you can optimize for retirement. So there are many things to optimize for, but most traders optimize for nothing. Most beginners, most amateurs, they come into this industry and they don't really know why they're doing what they're doing. And then even if they know why they're doing it, they say, I want to buy a car. I want to buy a house. I just want to be rich. And you're like, well, what does rich mean? What does wealthy mean? How much is the car? How much is the house? How much of a down payment do you need? And by when? And what if you were to lose all the money that you have to, let's say you got $5,000, you need a $30,000 down payment. What if you lost all the $5,000? Would you be devastated? If the answer is yes, if you don't know the answer to these questions, I should say, you should be walking through these scenarios. What can you afford to lose? What type of growth can you expect? And then what's your risk tolerance? And then we can talk about what you're optimizing for. You could also optimize for time. You're like, I want to buy this house in 6 months. I need this down payment in 6 months. So you need to optimize for time. But you might say, but I also can't afford to lose any money. So now we need to optimize for safety and growth simultaneously. We need to optimize for safety because you can't afford to lose any money. You also need to optimize for growth because you need to grow a certain amount in 6 months. Is it impossible? No. But what answering these questions will do in understanding your situation, it will then tell you, if I need to optimize for safety and I need to optimize for growth because I can't lose any money, but I need to grow up by this much in 6 months. When you put those two together, one of two things are going to happen. Number one, we can come up with a realistic strategy that you should apply to meet your goals. And number two, we should come up with we would have a realistic time frame. Because if we're like, you can't afford to lose that money and you need to grow it to this much in 6 months, well, to grow to that much in 6 months, we would have to come down here to high risk, but you can't afford to lose any of your money. So now we do what's called come back down to reality and start to say, well, can we push getting this dream house out to 12 months? Because if we could push it out to 12 months, then we can go into medium or consistent growth and we can consistently make $1,000 for 12 months, but that'll only give you $12,000. You mix that with the $5,000 you have, you'll have $17,000 with $13,000 away. Now that we ran the numbers, can you push off buying this house for 2 years? Because if you can push it off for buying it 2 years, then we can most likely consistently get you that money without sacrificing or losing the money that you have. So you start to now shape, mold, and massage your expectations, your time frame with the correct strategies, and what can you really expect out of this stock market. And not to mention, if you don't have the skills to apply the strategies, you got to bake in some time to actually learn the strategy. So as we wrap up, what I want you thinking about is, what can you afford to lose? What type of growth can you realistically expect? And what is your risk tolerance? Which will then lead you to answering the real question, which is, what should you be optimizing for? Which will give you more realistic expectations on yourself, on the type of trading you can do, and on the type of returns that you can expect from the stock market. If this episode was helpful for you, I'd love for you to leave a comment below. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere that podcasts are played, leave us a rating and review and let us know how this episode helped you. What are you going to be optimizing for? What can you afford to lose? What type of growth can you realistically expect? I'd love for you to share that with us in the comments or as a rating or review. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. And I'm signing off saying, remember, you never go broke taking a profit.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you're ready to learn how to have your money work hard for you instead of you working hard for it, then I want you to join us inside Power Trades University. Power Trades University is my group coaching program where we look for real trades in the real market every week for 2 hours live. It's all recorded and timestamped in case you can't make it live. You also have access to my amazing community of traders, plus access to all of my best-selling stocks and option courses, and even my masterclasses. Just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com. Once again, just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com, and I'll see you on the inside.